We bring in Derek Pomanski, 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge. Derek, thanks for joining us. You just attended the Les Miles press conference. What did he say?
Well, he opened up and said that the interest in Arkansas was sincere and talked about conversations he had with Jeff Long. Said he had no conversations with Jerry Jones, but that he did talk with Jeff Long about the Arkansas head coaching job. Decided that pretty early on, he said that it was not something he wanted to pursue, but also said that he mentioned a couple of candidates to Jeff Long and wished him well in his pursuit of finding the next head coach at Arkansas.
Derek, I guess from the outside looking in, it looks like Jeff Long just helped another coach get a raise in the SEC.
Well, certainly it does appear that way. Trey, you and I had a conversation last night. There was some ties there. Jeff Long being a guy that Les Miles knew from when they were up in Michigan under Bo Schembechler.
Right.
Jerry Jones is a guy that Les Miles worked for at the Dallas Cowboys. So certainly there were some people that were mutual in this. Les Miles' agent, George Bass, is also a guy that represents a number of other coaches that you guys have heard as being potentially candidates up there. So there were a lot of things going in that direction. In asking questions of Les Miles, who was asked about if this was something that he pursued, and he said it was not. It was just a conversation that came about where from the Arkansas side, they asked him, he talked of their gauging interest in him in that job and said that there was none. But you can tell in this, the press conference was opened by Joe Oliva, the LSU athletic director, and he talked about the extension and the new deal and that they were working on this for a while to try to get something done with Les Miles. But you can tell that the talk of what was going on with Arkansas inquiring about Les Miles being interested in that job, that was certainly something that led us from, hey, maybe Les Miles is going to get an extension, to here we are, it's Wednesday afternoon before 4 o'clock, and we just had a press conference announcing a new deal for Les Miles.
Derek, this came about pretty quickly, didn't it?
Came about really quickly. Yesterday morning was the first time that we had heard that there was a contact between Arkansas and LSU. Again, I know that there's media outlets across the nation, and specifically in Arkansas, that are saying that there was no offer made. Honestly, when Les Miles stands at a podium and says he talks to Jeff Long, I wouldn't expect Les Miles to say, hey, they offered me this, or this was the contract, or whatever. But he was pretty forthright in the fact that he talked with Jeff Long about the job, and that was something where when you consider Friday afternoon playing in Arkansas, yeah, this is something that if you would have told me at this point in time last week that Les Miles would even be talking with them, I'm not sure I would have taken you serious. But to get to the point in time that we are right now today and talking about a conversation taking place and a new deal at LSU for Les Miles to stay for 7 years, yeah, without question, that is something that's happened at a very rapid pace. And from the perspective of someone who has covered Les Miles for the last couple of years, when the Michigan talks have come up, those have been questions that have been answered relatively quickly. It does not surprise me that he would handle this in such a quick manner. But again, looking at from you guys' perspective, even though John L. Smith was not dismissed until or said he was not going to be retained until this weekend, that's been a job that's been open for a while. So I would expect that Jeff Long and those guys up there would be trying to act as quick as they can when they make contact with a candidate.
Derek Pomanski of 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge joins us. And, Derek, we've got just a little bit more time before we're done for the day. In your opinion and what you've been able to learn, was an offer extended from Arkansas?
Yes. From what we've talked from people we've talked to at the LSU side, there was an offer that was extended. Miles was used some of that language in talking with the LSU people, and it may not have been a final contract or anything like that, but there was an offer, and there was some monetary and other things considered that were offered to Les Miles from Arkansas.
Derek, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
You guys take care.